Jack Nicklaus has been here. You've done some things to your beautiful Oceanside golf course here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the golf course, and if somebody hasn't been here in a couple of years, why there is 18 good reasons to come back and play golf here again.
Sure. Thanks, Rory. The Ocean Course is one of the top-ranked golf courses in the state of Florida, and we are truly Florida's ocean course. We boast that we have six holes directly on the ocean. That equates to almost a mile-long length of ocean golf frontage, which is you can't really find in Florida, not to this level. So throwing on top of the golf course, being a Jack Nicklaus signature design facility with the ocean views, really makes it a very spectacular place and a favorite among many that come here and play.
Brad, tell us a little bit about what Jack's vision was when he came back to renovate the golf course a couple years ago.
Well, we weren't planning on renovating. In 2016, we had a major hurricane impact our area. Hurricane Matthew happened in October. It happened during the time of the day where there was high tide. And as a result, there was a 9-foot storm surge, and that surge came on into the golf course. It went into the drainage system, went into our lakes. The lake levels rose, and we had saltwater damage everywhere throughout the property. And to put that in perspective, Bermuda grass can handle approximately 1,500 parts per million salt. Ocean water is 33,000. Parts per million. So there was a point in time where we didn't even know if we're going to grow grass. And we had many experts come here to help us, including Jack's team. And they were tremendous in helping us get the course back to where it is now. We actually put $4 million back into this golf course. And we did a total turf replacement. We went from Bermuda grass 419 to a Paspalum Platinum, and the Paspalum can handle salt water 8 times better than Bermuda grass. So we're very confident that if we get another storm that causes breaching along our coastline, we'll be back up and running very quickly, as it'll have very little impact on how we are structured here. So with that said, Jack and his team came in here, and first thing said out of Mr. Nicklaus's mouth was, I don't need to redesign this course. I really, really love this design. So we more looked at just some bunkering that we wanted to redo. We didn't do a whole lot there. But more importantly, we wanted to have the golf course look and feel like a links-style golf course, meaning that the golf course will be mowed out fairway height throughout the golf course. We don't have any rough. And that in itself has been just a really cool, unique feature to this facility. And people love hitting their golf ball and being able to find it and hit it again. And, you know, making golf easy is what Jack's, what his new quest is. He's recognized that golf is on a decline, and trying to make the game as easy as easier to attract new players is extremely important.
Can you talk a little bit about the work his team did, especially on your holes that sit right up on the ocean? It looks like the views are greatly enhanced from what I remember 4 years ago.
Yes, we 4 years ago we had our saw palmetto bushes, which is a natural vegetation for this area. They had grown to 8-9 feet tall and blocked many of the views that we now do have. And in reconstructing the dune line through the help of Flagler County, we were able to eliminate the saw palmettos and plant a more low-lying vegetation, that natural vegetation that will hold the dune line just as well as the palmettos, if not even better. And as a result, we have a stronger dune line, and we have spectacular views that we've never had before. And when you roll up to the 15th green, for instance, and you can see all the way down the coastline and the water crashing up on the beach, it's truly a spectacular view as when playing the golf course.
Do you feel that whether it's your members or the resort guests that come in here, that it's a course where men, women, the juniors, the seniors, everybody can go out and play whichever tee is right for them and enjoy the game of golf?
Yeah, absolutely. We, in fact, in the redesign or the renovation work, we actually developed a shorter set of tees, which plays about 4,500 yards. And that tee is built in with keeping the beginners, the juniors, some of the super seniors that made us want a little shorter course to knock it around on, to be able to go out and enjoy and play the game. So that was a very big new feature for us on the Ocean Course, and it's been very well received.
When you look at the golf course now, does it kind of jump out at you in ways that maybe it didn't before they came in with the team, Jack's team, and did the renovation work?
Well, one thing that's just always striking to me is mowing the entire facility out fairway height. When you go up to our driving range tee, and even I'll remember opening day, November 2nd, 2017, for a long time. It was just mowed out and so pristine and green, and this past Palin Platinum, when it's not in its dormant state, is extremely green. It's very, very impressive. It really does produce a wow factor.
What kind of responses have you gotten from the guests who maybe played it before and then have come back and now seen it since it's been redone?
No doubt the conditioning and the views. The views have become very exciting to a lot of people. You can now stand on 18 green, 17 green, 15 green, 8 and 9 and see have the ocean right there in front of you. And that's probably the biggest impact that we've made with this renovation work.
Jeff, I want to ask you. I know that you're down here in the shop a lot. Which holes? Obviously, people talk about the ones, I'm sure, on the water and the views they get there. But when it comes to golf, which holes are now generating maybe some of the most conversation when people go out to play it?
I'd probably say hole number eight. It's your first ocean hole. When you come around that little bend, you get to the tee, and you just see that green right there with the ocean right behind. I mean, it's a spectacular sight out there. There's not too many golf holes you can see around here like that.
Would you want to suggest, shall we say, some pros tips for playing their way around the golf course here?
I will. With there not being any rough out here, if you start hitting a little crooked, it's easy to find the water or the palmetto out there. So you better make sure you're hitting it straight while you're playing here.
Have you had any tournaments out here, section events, something like that? And how did they play out? Are you the new holder of the course record, or does Brad still have it?
Brad still has it. Unfortunately, I don't get to play too much golf anymore. But yeah, we do have the Big Ten match play out here. That's in February. It is on both of our golf courses. It's televised on the Big Ten Network. And we have quite a few events out here during the year. It's always real busy.
Mm-hmm. Brad, I understand that you've got a new role here at the resort, and you've moved up from the golf shop a little bit. You're looking more and more at the whole property. What would you tell guests about the hotel, the places to stay, and some of the dining and other activities people can do when they're not on the golf course?
Sure. The hotel is spectacular. It's in, very short walking distance to the beach here. And we have roughly 350 rooms. And our rooms are very spacious. They range from 700 square foot one-bedroom suites to three-bedroom units that are 2,200 square feet. And we cater to not only the corporate side of life, but also families during the summertime. This becomes the summertime actually becomes our busiest time with families taking the multi-bedroom units out. They're so big and spacious, two families can easily spend a week there and enjoy the pools and the beaches that we have. The restaurants are fantastic. Our Atlantic Grill sits right on the ocean. It has a sea to shore type menu. lots of good fish and lobster and shrimp. And Delfino's, which is Italian for dolphin, is our Italian restaurant. And if you want to get a great steak or a pasta dish, that's the place to be. And I will say this, the best sushi in the world is our sushi restaurant that we have here at the resort. Chef Saw and his team do just an amazing job. And it's a favorite with all our members and our guests that we have here.
I know that a lot of people will say Florida can get pretty warm in the summer, but I guess right here along the ocean, you probably get a nice breeze. Temperatures are much easier for people to deal with.
Yes, heat index-wise, we're actually probably 10 degrees cooler than the middle of the state or South Florida. And we actually do a lot of our business driving in within a 500-mile radius. People from Atlanta, South Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville drive in to see us, as well as the Midwest and the Northeast. You know, you can fly in Jacksonville or Orlando or Daytona Beach, and it's just a short drive in, and really enjoy just a spectacular place with two fantastic golf courses.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the other golf course, the Conservatory?
The Conservatory is a really special place. It's a Tom Watson signature design golf course, and Tom made 17 site visits to that property. To say he put his heart and soul into the facility is an understatement. He really loved the property. It was a $20 million project, and he did a fantastic job designing each and every one of those golf holes. Florida golf, sometimes you go play some of the Florida golf courses, and it seems like you're playing the same hole over and over, but not so with the Conservatory. Each hole has got a very unique look to it and feel. And, you know, it's about a 12-minute drive from the resort, and it's always hard to convince people to go play the Conservatory when they're looking at this beautiful ocean course sitting right on the ocean. But once we get them over there and they see it, it's a fan favorite. You know, Jeff had mentioned that the Big Ten Match Play Championship is coming up, and we've hosted that for 4 years. This will be, I think, our fourth year, and Conservatory is their favorite. They love playing Conservatory more from a shot maker's perspective than the ocean. Both golf courses are spectacular, but Conservatory is a really magnificent golf course.
Well, Brad, if you could give us the best information, the best way for people to maybe get a little more information about the property or to book a stay, whether it's online or through your reservation team, how do people go about doing that?
Sure, I would just recommend going to our website, hammockbeach.com, and all the information is right there, our phone numbers and how to get in touch with a reservation team. And if you're looking to come here, and especially in the summertime, I would start right now because we do book up well in advance, and you will not be disappointed.